Welcome to another episode of We're Not Too Old for This, except this is a little different. Instead of talking about our typical topic, first of all, instead of us three, me, Christine, and Rachel, it's just me today, and I'm going to be talking about anime called Mob Psycho. Now, most of you already know what this is. For those of you who don't know my name is James Greeks. You can call me Blackstar or whatever you want, honestly. Now, something about this anime. Now, you probably already know this anime or have watched it before, but I haven't been keeping up with this anime. And that's only because the animation is real wonky-ish, and I don't like it too much. Nothing against the show. The plot seems pretty interesting, and the characters are pretty cool. But the animation just wasn't doing it for me. It's like JoJo's. It's like JoJo's at first sight. The first time you see it, you're like, oh, it's a little too ugly. And then you watch it, you're like, oh, God, this is pretty good. However, that's not the case with this. The animation looks really weird, but I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this. But to be honest, Mob Psycho isn't that good. At least me personally, I don't think it's that good. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it's not a very unique plot. Like there's a lot of superpower anime. There's a lot of anime that do this. There's a lot of anime that do this type of thing. There's a lot of anime that have different powers, different characters. But the one thing I will say, but the powers are pretty unique. Like the main character is pretty, like, it's pretty like typical. It's telepathy, all that type of stuff. But other characters, they're a little bit unique. So not the most original plot in the world, but I can't say it's terrible. One thing I will say is that each of the characters, the animation, and the way they act look like they're off of a different drug. Each one is off a different drug. It's weird. It's really weird, and it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it, questionable? Maybe. That's probably the best way to describe it. Now, so I just finished watching the first episode, and so far, it's okay. Also, while I'm on the subject, what I'm going to be naming this is not like what Mob Psycho is. It's going to be about my opinion on Mob Psycho or my like the way I look at it. Because the way that I look at anime is very different from the way everybody else looks at anime. A lot of people say they love, it's a popular show, My Hero Academia. I personally, I'm not gonna say I don't like it, but after a while it gets old. Like the first three seasons I watched it, after that it just got old. It wasn't fun to watch anymore. The same thing used to happen. I see clips here and there, but then you just see it's like, okay, it's like every other episode, nothing really new happens. Well, no, okay, this, a lot of new things happen, but it's just not my type of show. Like, another thing I don't like is shows that are too long, because there are some shows like Naruto, Hunter x Hunter that are good, but they're really long and really hard to get through, especially like One Piece. One Piece is over 1,000 episodes, and they're still making episodes, and it came out the year 2000. That's when the anime came out. And as of right now, that's 20 years, and they're still making episodes. Most anime don't even last that long. Naruto didn't even last that long. Dragon Ball didn't last that long. Dragon Ball Z didn't even last that long. No, but shows like that, they're really hard to get through, and they're really long. There's a lot of little nooks and small shows like, I don't know, High School of the Dead, 12 episodes, Kazino Stigma, Trinity 7, Black Lagoon, shows like that who are like a sufficient amount of episodes where you can get through them and still enjoy the show. Because I think Black Lagoon is a very good show. It's a really good show. But like, and because I love that show so much, when I compare it to a show like Mob Psycho, it's just like, it's not up on the standard. I'm not going to say it's bad because people are going to hate me if I say it's bad. And that's not even the only reason why I won't say it's bad. I won't say it's bad because it's pretty cool looking. But it's just not my type of show. Like, for example, Mob looks like he doesn't care about the world at all. He looks like he has no purpose at all. He just stands there still, just looking at, hey, you need something? Yeah. don't call me unless it's important. Like that's pretty much all he does. And then Mob doesn't really get cool until like he reaches 100%, because anything before that, it's just Psyche K, basically. And Psyche K is a pretty good show. I love Psyche K. That's a good show. What else to talk about? No, the first episode was pretty cool. The beginning of the episode was pretty cool. Now, the way that I want to look at the beginning of the episode is the beginning episode starts with, oh, spoilers, by the way. So if you haven't watched it yet, then I'm about to spoil some of it, the beginning of it. The beginning of the first episode starts off with Mob fighting whatever in this dark space with a bunch of rocks in like a space environment. And then he eventually reaches 100% and goes Super Saiyan godly. He looks cool. Mob looks really cool when he reaches 100%. Anything before then, it's just like, who cares? Now, I know a lot of you are going to be like, but Mob Psycho is like one of the top anime ever. Like one of the top anime. I don't like when some people say it's the top anime. Because there are a lot of anime out there that are better than Mob Psycho. Like ratings-wise. Like My Hero Academia, that's one of the top anime on Crunchyroll. Black Clover, one of the top anime on Crunchyroll. Fire Force, one of the hottest shows right now. Ha, hottest, Fire Force. Ha, I can be punny. Yeah, look at me. I'm sorry, I sound stupid. I'll never do that again. Okay. No, but like, yeah, I don't like when people say it's like the most popular show, because it's not. And it's not just me. Ratings say that. And I can personally say that it's not that. It's not that up high. It's not as high as an anime like Black Clover. And I could do something else on Black Clover because I don't like Black Clover. Yes, you guys are going to hate me. I don't like Black Clover. I don't. And I'll tell you why. One reason, the animation is really ashy. The plot is literally the same as Naruto. This is all I hear. I'm going to be the Wizard King. That's like, I'm going to be the Hokage. And since we already have a show like that, having a second one is just pointless and it's annoying. It's just, I think the best part about Black Clover is some of the openings. Opening 3 and 4 are the best openings that they have in my opinion, at least. But the show itself, it's ashy. I don't like it. It's too. Half the scenes, the main character don't even have a neck. Like, it's weird. Like, if you watch a good animated show like My Hero Academia, that show is very well animated, or Black Lagoon, very well animated. Every character is drawn properly. Everything is made properly. In Black Clover, some of the characters don't even have necks in the scene, don't even have body parts. They cut up their neck, so it looks so weird from the back. And from the front, they're like turtle shell. It's so weird. Now, anime like Mob Psycho, there's nothing wrong with the animation. It's just a little unique, but in my opinion, it looks really ashy. It looks like it looks like everybody's off a different drug. It doesn't look proper to me, and I don't really like that. The plot itself is pretty similar to a bunch of other superpower type anime. The openings for Mob Psycho are really good. I really like the openings for Mob Psycho. They're really good. The 99 opening, you know, when they count to 99, I'm not going to count because I don't want to get copyright struck by Crunchyroll or by whoever published Mob Psycho. I don't remember. But it's a really good opening. I love that. Now, anyway, back to the actual show. So after you see 100%, he beats him up, kicks ass, and then the next part comes. It starts in this crazy guy's office. This yellow haired dude. I think he had yellow hair. But yeah, pretty sure. He's crazy. He literally looks like he's been off of something or just ate too much sugar. He's too hyper. And then he promises deals that he can't keep. He said, "We're gonna beat this for you." It comes around. He gets his behind whooped. I don't like that in anime, but it's. For what that part is, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny, right? So like when I when I watch anime, what I expect is for it to have a good plot, good character, better plot, if you guys know what I'm talking about, plot, nice genres, good animation, and a good storyline that actually makes sense. The opening, I don't really care about it. So in my opinion, if the opening is really good, but the anime is just not good, in my opinion, like Black Clover, I don't count it as a good anime. But whereas if it's like an anime that's really good, but the opening is absolute dead and kind of annoying, like some Bleach, Bleach openings are really good. I think one of them was pretty boring from what I remember. But Bleach is a good show. It's one of the big three. The big three are Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. One Piece is pretty self-explanatory because it's one of the biggest anime ever. Not popularity-wise, even though it is one of the biggest popularity-wise. I'm talking about episode-wise. Let's all see. How many episodes does One Piece have? Let's see. How many One Piece episodes? There's 931 episodes, and the show came out 20 years ago. It's like Pokemon. And we all know how much we love Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh. We all love Yu-Gi-Oh. How many episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh are there? How many episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh are there? And that's just the original dual monsters. Try to add them all up, like GX 5Ds, Arc 5, Vrans, Zexal. Well over 500. So yeah, that's why I can say that anime is pretty big. Mob Psycho, a lot of people say it's such a good show, it's really big. I just don't see it as that. A lot of people are going to be like, oh my god, you're terrible. You don't know anything about anime. And I'm going to be like, okay, but that's just the way I look at it. You know, so I've seen plenty of anime to know what's a good show and what isn't. Good shows are shows like Naruto, Hunter x Hunter, Black Lagoon, Soul Eater. Shows like that. Other bad shows, Fotokana. That anime is awful. Fotokana. For whoever has seen Fotokana, you guys know how bad that anime was. Anime Darker Than Black wasn't too good. No, Digimon was good. I like Digimon. That was pretty good. But you guys get the point. So now, the next point I want to move on to Mob Psycho is like... Crap, what was the next point I was going to move on to? Oh, how the characters talk. The characters always yell. Like, literally everybody except for Mob just loves to yell. It's like Beyblade on steroids. Except in Beyblade, they're yelling at metal. And here, they're yelling at people. And flashy lights and stuff. Mob is the only one who doesn't yell. And I find that kind of obnoxious how everybody yells in the anime. Beyblade, it's acceptable because it's acceptable. It's Beyblade. You can't. There's nothing bad that you can say about Beyblade. There's nothing. It's like Bakugan. There's nothing bad you can say about. Oh no. There's nothing bad you can say about Bakugan. Dragon Ball Z. There's not really much you can. No. There's actually quite a bit of bad stuff you can say about Dragon Ball Z. Show got major plot holes and a lot of unanswered questions. The one thing I will say about Mob Psycho is that a lot of the questions are answered. It's like Tower of God. Tower of God, from what I've seen of Tower of God, there isn't a question that hasn't been answered. Now, I don't know if that's because I only got to episode like maybe 9 or 10 because I haven't been keeping up with Tower of God because I've been watching other shows on my giant list of shows like Berserk. I have to finish... Decadence, Cabaneer the Iron Fortress, lots of other shows like that. I have to focus on the podcast that we do here. It's pretty fun to do that anyway. So I haven't got around to watching much of Tower of God. Actually, you know what I should call this? I think I'm going to call this podcast the new anime podcast, because all I've been talking about mostly is new anime. I'm talking about Black Clover, Firefly. I've been talking about, we'll call this the new anime podcast, and then like my overview about them. So talk about new anime. New anime is from like, and what I'm talking about is like a recent anime. So anime that came out from 2019 or 2018 to now. So like Demon Slayer. I don't know how. Somebody tell me how Demon Slayer got anime of the decade. How? I've seen Demon Slayer. It's a good show. But what? How does it? What? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? You got anime of the, I don't know how you got anime of the decade, but the voice actors did a really good job with it, and the voice actors for Mob Psycho are really good. Like, I have to commend them for screaming that much. It's like Jenga's voice actor from Beyblade. His voice is probably gone by now with the amount he screams. But no, I commend them for that. That's really good to be able to voice act like that. That's why when you get the voice acting, so much fun. I've done it before. It's so much fun. I haven't got any auditions, but like, I've been doing it for fun. It's fun. Leave me alone. Anyway, back to the new anime. What new anime? Another new anime. Oh, speaking of new anime, the new season of ReZero just came out. And for those of you who've seen ReZero, you know that it's a pretty good show. It's a really good show. Even though for the first part of it, it was really confusing. Like, I'm talking about, like, really, 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 really confusing. And some of the episodes, like, 30-something episodes, 30 minutes long, 40 minutes long. Some of them are 20 minutes long. It's scattered. I think only the first episode. I don't even remember. It's been a long time since I watched ReZero. I have to catch up for the new season. Now, this podcast, it probably isn't going to be as long as our other two, because there's three of us there and we're talking about a big topic, a pretty big topic. Now, this is a pretty big topic too, but it's better when you have people to talk to with. Right now, it's just me. So it's probably going to be no more than 20, 25 minutes. But I just wanted to talk about some new anime and where I sit on the scale of it all. This is me personally. Another anime I want to talk about was, crap, I just had it. What was it? Oh, man. I hate when this happens. You know, you ever, like, think of something, you want to say it out loud, but then the second you're about to, you forget whatever it is you were thinking. You're just like, okay, I got it. You go to say it, crap, I forgot. Shoot. I hate when that happens. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about Vinland Saga? No, Vinland Saga is a good show. I like that show. That's a really good show. Oh, right, ReZero. I was talking about ReZero. Okay, remember. Okay, good. The one thing I didn't like about ReZero was the fact that those previews, those were really annoying. I'll tell you why. Because previews leave out a lot of stuff. So like, you know how a preview of a cartoon is supposed to show like the main part of the show, like the main part of the next episode, what's going to happen next? Thing about that is, ReZero showed next parts of the episode, but didn't show the good parts. Like, they showed Amelia and Subaru all happy, and then I'm recording something for school. Recording a podcast for school.
Which class is that for?
English. Sorry for that. Sorry for that. My bad. It's no issue. And yeah. So they show like the happy parts, but then they don't show like the meaningful parts. So they show all the typical parts, but then they don't show Subaru getting brutalized by Rem. It's weird. Let's see. What else is there to talk about? ReZero. Erased. Demon Slayer. Promise Neverland. Oh, I want to talk. Okay. Promised Neverland, that's a podcast in its own. That I can't explain all of that and all my opinion on that in the next few minutes. I can't. It's too much. But I will say, if you ever watch The Promised Neverland, you need to watch it. You need to watch it from the first episode, and you can't skip anything. Because if you skip anything, even if you skip the smallest thing, you could destroy the whole meaning and miss everything about the next episode. Like, even sometimes, like, watching that, you're just locked in on it to the point where you have to, like, if you miss something because you gotta take the needle back, say, what did I just watch? Anime is so good. Those characters were really good. It was kind of sad though, but it was really good. And then the opening was fire. That was good. Touch Off did a that song is good. Who did the, I think it was the song is called Touch Off. Whoever sang it, I think it was Yoverworld, something like that. But did a really good. And then the producers of the anime and the writers did a good job with it because the characters are really good. I'm talking about the characters down to their physique, down to their like deep personality. So like Norman's personality, Baby Sasuke. We're gonna call him Baby Sasuke because that's exactly what he looks like. And then Emily, Connie, the mother. Oh God, Elizabeth. Oh God, she was crazy. She was scary. She was like devil working scary. Like that's terrifying. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil it. So that's another podcast in itself. Okay. So that concludes my opinion on some of the new shows. I can make another one if you guys really want me to. But thank you guys for watching and hope to see you guys in the next podcast. Hope you guys tune into the next one. And the next one is probably going to be us three actually talking about our topic, Miraculous. Goodbye.